The Bert Show.
I don't know if I should laugh or cry at some of restaurants and fast foods that are coming out with some of their new sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it used to be that fast food was branded. You knew when you were going to a fast food joint, forget about your diet, forget about counting calories and food
that.
And sodium and all that. If you're going to Mickey D's, you go to get your Big Mac on, man.
Totally. Yeah, you got to throw that all out the window. Out the drive-through window.
Totally, right? That was the mentality a while ago. But then we started getting politically correct, and the fast food restaurants also realized that they needed to put some healthy stuff on the menu, so then you started dealing with salads and grilled chicken sandwiches, and they were more health conscious, right?
Right. They've got those little packets of fruit for the kids and that kind of thing. Because I think back in the day, it was a once in a while thing if you went to McDonald's.
Right.
So you could splurge and have all the fatty stuff. But now parents are feeding their kids that every day.
Right.
So then they get in trouble because kids are obese. Well, guess why? Because you're going to McDonald's every day or wherever every day.
Well, it seems like some of these fast food restaurants and restaurants are like rebelling again, and they're going the other way because they're creating these sandwiches that are so bad for you. It's like, F you, we're back, people. Have you guys heard about the KFC's Double Down sandwich?
Yes. No. Oh,
yes.
You heard about this?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it. It just looks disgusting.
Have
it
you
is
seen
disgusting.
It?
What's on it? Have you seen it in person?
No.
Have you?
Did you eat it?
Ugh.
What's on this thing?
Okay, let me tell you exactly. First of all, it's got to be good for you because they're taking the carbs out of it because there's no bun.
There's no bun.
No bun on the thing.
Right.
Because the sandwich is too big. Here it is. It has two thick and juicy boneless white meat chicken fillets, two pieces of bacon.
Are those fried?
It comes either fried or grilled. If you get it grilled, you save yourself 80 calories. But I'll tell you what the calorie count is. All right, so you've got two pieces of chicken. You got two pieces of bacon. Mm. You got two melted slices of Monterey Jack and pepper jack cheese and Colonel sauce. It actually sounds pretty good. But it's so big that you literally can't put a bun on it because you can't put it in your mouth. It's 540 calories, 1,300 milligrams of sodium, and 32 grams of fat. Now, if you go with the grilled, it's 460 calories.
Oh, good. I can save some.
Right.
Now I can go get it. Let's go grab one.
But if you go grilled, then you get more sodium, and nobody's really concerned about that, even though you should be. 1,400 calories, right? Now, IHOP comes out yesterday with a brand new dessert. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Mm-mm.
All right, here's your dessert. It's called the Pancake Stackers, and it consists of crustless cheesecake filling surrounded by two pancakes topped with strawberry, blueberry, or cinnamon apple and whipped topping. When all is said and done, eggs, bacon, and hash browns, 1,250 calories.
Oh, man.
And they display that on their menu, by the way. I boycott IHOP because if I'm going to go grab it and I want it and it looks tasty, don't tell me the calories. I just want to go eat it.
Well, they're starting to make that mandatory.
It's a law now.
It's becoming law.
For fast food restaurants.
Right.
But I don't think it would apply to a sit-down restaurant.
It eventually will, though. Because, I mean, yeah, and that way they can't be – that way – because most everybody and every company and everything, if you get punished for it, then you'll do something. You'll react if you have to be liable for something. And there's so many people now, which I agree with Jen, is stupid to – you can't sue McDonald's. You can't sue the restaurant for making you fat. But people are starting to do that. And so in order to keep every – you know, like, it's not our fault. Look, we showed you exactly what's in this. We showed you exactly what the calorie count is. It is your responsibility to eat a 1,200-calorie meal.
I was wondering – if you're a woman, from a woman's perspective, right, if you go to McDonald's and they have, because up behind them now will be like, McDonald's french fries, and it'll tell you how many calories are in it, or it'll say, give me a sandwich from McDonald's, Big Mac with cheese, right, and it'll tell you how many calories. It's going to be over the top, you know, like 400. Yeah. As a woman, would you be sort of pressured into not ordering that because you would?
Yeah, I mean, even at IHOP. Yeah, even looking on the menu at IHOP, I sat there and was so conscious about what I was picking because that has too many calories, that has too many calories, and the people around me are going to judge me on what I have on my plate because they can see it on their menu, so they're judging me on how much I'm eating. So
I was going to say, because it would depend on if I was in the drive-thru by myself and going to get it in the car by myself or whether I was going in with other friends and had to see it. Yeah, if it was in front of other people, it would definitely influence my choices.
Now, for a guy, it wouldn't matter, right? You go in there, you
solo,
don't care.
If you're going to a fast food restaurant, you know, I don't think it would. I wouldn't even look at it.
I think it's interesting.
You know what you're getting when you're there.
Yeah.
But women count calories all the time.
Right.
I mean, it is just because I go into McDonald's and I see a calorie thing, that's not the first time I've looked at a calorie count that day.
But now others know what you're ordering and how much is in it. So that would definitely put added pressure on you.
Well, unlike Jen, I mean, it would put pressure on me just to see it. To me, out of sight, out of mind, like, oh, well, I'm going to eat that and I don't even think about the effects it's going to have on me. But if I see the calorie count, I don't need other people around me to think, oh, really? Damn. Do I really want to do that? So, especially depending on the time of year. If it's the wintertime, who cares? I need some insulation. But if it's the summertime and I have to put a bathing suit on, yeah, not worth it.
I'll just lie to myself in the car and go, okay, well, I'm going to eat this now, but I'm going to work out extra hard later.
Right. Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you guys know that the new law applies to all restaurants with 30 locations or more nationally.
Okay.
And what is that law, that the calorie count has to be posted next to the food item?
I don't know that they specified calories yet. The FDA is still working on it, but it may be calories, it may be sodium, it may be fat. Not quite sure yet, but yeah, as of now, certain local laws have it that it needs to be as large as the price of the menu.
Okay.
And it needs to be next to the item.
And that's where the guilt comes in right there.
Next to the item, I think some restaurants get away with that because they have it available like on a counter somewhere.
Yeah.
And when you pull out the slip, you can see there's the item and there's the calorie count.
You can avoid that.
They don't necessarily put it on the menu behind the server.
That's what the new law says. That's why I was asking you guys if you were going to feel guilty, because it'll be there posted right next to your sandwich.
I think it should be, because I think it should be, the pressure should be on restaurants because I know that when I had diet restrictions, I was frustrated because nobody prepared good food. You cannot get healthy fast food. You just can't. I mean, you can't. Honestly, you cannot. Based on if you make a meal at home and you get a fast food meal, the food at home is always going to be healthier. And so I think it should be. I think restaurants should have pressure to make better food. Absolutely.
I just still have, I guess, the old school mentality that's not a healthy alternative for me. If I'm going to go fast food, I'm going to go. I'm going to get a Whopper. I'm going to get my fries. Fully knowing I'm getting my fat on and my salt on. Totally. Here's Stephanie. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I was calling because I went to Bahama Breeze a few months ago, and I had this most incredible salmon salad. It was delicious. So I got to thinking, well, man, this is a new dish that I'm going to start eating. And so I got to thinking, well, if it's that good, I wonder how much fat it has in it. So I go to their website, and I look it up, and I almost peed my pants when I saw how much fat was in it.
How many grams?
68 grams of fat.
In a salmon salad?
My.
In a salmon salad.
Wow. The word salad is deceiving, because even at other fast food restaurants, the salad can be just as fattening as the sandwiches.
But the fattening part comes from like if you're having a taco salad, isn't the fat mostly in the fried tortilla?
Reason salads are so good at restaurants is because they put three times as much dressing on as you would at your own kitchen table. Mm-hmm. It's the reason that steak is so good at restaurants is because guess what? There's, you know, a quarter stick of butter mm-hmm. cooked on it when
right.
it's cooked.
Is that what they're doing, Stephanie, at Bahama Breeze? It's all the fat is in the butter that they're cooking the salmon in?
That's what I was thinking, because the dressing itself is listed separately, and it's 4 grams just by itself for the dressing.
It has to be, because salmon by itself isn't, yeah. Mm. Okay, thank you. 68 grams of fat in the Bahama Breeze salmon salad.
Wow.
I think some places with all the cheese and with all the croutons and with all the meat and with, you know, and the dressing, they think if you throw a couple leaves of lettuce in there, people are going to think they're healthy. That's healthy.
Hey, Amber, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's green.
That's right. You ever see somebody go to like a fast food restaurant and take the top bun off the sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Like they get a Big Mac, but then they take the top bun off and they're like, yeah, I'm doing the Atkins thing.
Yeah, I'm saving myself $5.
Right, like, really? But guess what? But that's not the issue. It's the 4 slices of cheese and the special sauce.
Hey, Amber, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, I was just calling Joanne to answer the phone, and I'm 5'4", and right at probably 195.
Mm-hmm.
Weight, you know, probably 40 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
But I was amazed that the three women that are in your studio right now, as thin as they are, are that self-conscious about when I eat something. Because I never would have thought that.
That's all women.
People always think, oh my God, I can't order that because someone's going to think I'm fat.
All women.
Lord have mercy. I mean, us thick girls, we, you know, when we order anything other than a salad, we always think people are looking at us.
We do too.
We do the same thing.
Yeah, all women.
I never would have thought that. Never. Yeah.
And you think that we're not freaked out about this morph suit? I mean, you're crazy.
Like, I think two different pairs of shorts in my bag right now to figure out which ones will look better over top of the morph suit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're wearing a spandex bodysuit. Nobody's going to be looking at what shorts you have on. Just so you know.
The women are far. And I have not spoken with Wendy or Jen about it, but we're far more self-conscious about that morph suit bet than you guys are.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. I think that's a pretty interesting observation there, that heavier women think that skinny women don't think about food or body image at all. And I'm assuming that thin women assume that heavier women don't worry about that kind of thing, and that's why they're heavy. Is that true?
Mm-mm. No. I just assume that all women think about it.
Same way.
All the time.
I wish there was a way for me to be able to eat one meal stress-free, and it's going to be impossible the rest of my life.
And not think about it. Fat or anything like that.
I went
to
Chick-fil-A this week, which is like my favoriteest thing in the world to eat, and it was like a total indulgent, and I hid the garbage.
What?
Because like I didn't want to... From myself and from anybody that would be at my house to see it.
Really?
Yes.
You hid the garbage?
I've never seriously.
I've had Katie see fast food bags in my car that I left in the car and make a comment to me. Because because with two women in the house, we're constantly talking about that crap.
That's fine. That'd be neat.
That's why I got a damn pedometer on.
This is a fight you and I will never understand.
Right.
Never understand.
The Burt Show.